This archival photograph by William Williams is surrounded by a white border of 2 inches. The photograph is black and white, entitled Telegraph Road, Port Hudson Battlesite, Louisiana, 2004. It sits 2 inches below another photograph, Battlesite Beach Creek, South Carolina, 1999, on the wall. Despite the title, there is no road in this picture. Instead, the camera looks onto a swamp with many trees emerging from water littered with organic detritus. The sun shines down from above the frame, causing a bright white reflection near the center of the piece. With the excess of branches and their mirror image in the water below, the composition of the photograph is tangled in its environment, and stagnant like the water it portrays. Port Hudson was the site of a Union siege in 1863 that lasted 48 days. Union troops attacked the Port Hudson for control of the Mississippi River, eventually gaining control after a Confederate surrender. During the siege, the reputation of black soldiers in the army greatly improved due to the efforts of the 1st Louisiana Native Guard. The regiment showed fierce bravery and determination under near hopeless conditions under all black officers. Their story was reported by the New York Times, which significantly helped the Union recruitment effort of black soldiers. Telegraph Road, the site of Williams' photograph, is also the site of the advance of the Native Guards, part of the first day of attacks. Captain Kalu, one of the only black officers in the Union Army, led the Native Guard up through Telegraph Road, which was fortified by 3 Confederate units. Despite heavy crossfire, he charged onward multiple times, even when it was clear the effort was futile, even after his arm was torn off by Confederate bullets. Captain Kalu fell in battle on May 27, 1863. After this day, Confederate sharpshooters would not allow Union soldiers to collect the dead black soldiers. Captain Kalu's corpse remained outside on Telegraph Road for 47 days. One of the historical documents in the show is an illustration of the funeral of late Captain Kalu that was featured in Harper's Weekly. The illustration says it was drawn by a member of the Native Guard, so this may have been one of the first publications of a black illustrator in Harper's Weekly. The date is also July 29th, 2 months after his death, but the illustration shows thousands in his wake. During those 2 months, Kalu's bravery and the performance of the 1st Louisiana Native Guard became almost mythical. His story was often referred to by proponents of black soldiers in the Union Army. Williams' photograph shows a tangled swamp filled with mostly forgotten bravery, and combined with information from the historical documents, we create the narrative for a tale fit for much larger stages and screens.